This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. And today we're going to talk about... Brazilian music. Ah, the samba. And I'm joined today by Grace from Brazil. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Rob. Can you sing well? Or do you usually sing, let's say, out of tune, like me?
Out of tune, so you mean singing or playing notes that are the wrong pitch. Yes, I definitely sing out of tune.
Well, that was the voice of the Brazilian recording artist Mônica Vasconcelos.
A recording artist. So that's a singer or musician who creates and releases music either through a record label or independently. She does indeed have a very beautiful voice.
And she sings many types of music, including samba, jazz and bossa nova. Talking about bossa nova, Rob, I have a question for you.
Okay.
One of the most famous bossa nova tunes is The Girl from Ipanema. It was composed by Antônio Carlos Jobim and Vinícius de Moraes. Do you know the song, Rob?
I know it very well. Yes, even Frank Sinatra recorded it, didn't he?
Oh, yes. So, when was the song The Girl from Ipanema recorded commercially for the first time? Was it A. in 1955, B. in 1962, or C. in 1969?
Okay, well, I know it's quite old, so I'm going to go for 1962. Now, you know, I've always wanted to know more about the bossa nova. How different is it from the famous Brazilian samba music?
Let's listen to the expert Mônica Vasconcelos. Which two words does she use to compare these musical styles?
Samba is very energetic and full of life. And bossa nova is... It's a little smoother. It's more understated. Bossa is a combination of complex harmonies coming from particularly Europe and this very cool bossa groove that comes from samba. In addition to that, you have some particular themes, the sea, love. The bossa nova composers, they were into beauty.
So, smoother, that means calmer, and understated, meaning more controlled, more discreet.
And it's easy to understand the themes of these songs.
Yes, she says the composers, the writers of bossa nova, were into beauty. To be into something means to be interested in something. They were interested in the beautiful things in life.
The lyrics, the words of the songs, were about boats sailing away, a beautiful woman walking by the beach.
A beautiful view and beautiful lyrics. And bossa nova has a very special kind of groove, meaning the feel and style of the music. And the bossa nova groove is cool, funky and smooth. And what about rock and pop music? Do Brazilians like these music styles?
Yes, we do like rock and pop. But a common complaint is that our radio stations, they play too many songs from Britain and America. Mônica explains. What phrase does she use to describe the effect of globalization on local music?
You take a traditional rock rhythm, tunk-tunk-tack. Tunk-tunk-tack, tunk-tunk-tack. And then take a samba groove. The first example is simpler. So what happens in the process of globalization where you have rock and pop coming into to different markets all over the world, you have a flattening of the local grooves, which may be a bit more complex. So the simpler ideas end up taking over.
Mônica talks about a flattening of the local grooves, a simplifying of more complex local music that has happened as a result of rock and pop influence coming in through globalization.
I know you like traveling a lot, Rob. Would you like to go abroad and find only the very same things you have here in Britain?
Absolutely not, no. Traveling is all about discovering, hearing local music, discovering local food, things that are different from things that are back at home.
Well, now let's see how much you know about bossa nova. I asked when the song The Girl from Ipanema was recorded commercially for the first time. The options were 1955, 1962 and 1969.
And I had a guess and said 1962.
Oh, you got it right, Rob. Yeah, you got it right.
Great.
The first commercial recording of The Girl from Ipanema was by Brazilian singer Peri Ribeiro.
Well, I love talking about music and other cultures, but our time is running out.
So let's recall the words we heard today.
Okay, well, we heard out of tune, recording artist, smoother, understated, groove, to be into, lyrics, flattened.
Thanks, Rob. And as we've been talking about music, shall we say goodbye in the rhythm of samba?
Okay, let's give it a try. Please join us again soon for 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Skitung, skitak, skitung, skitak, skitung, skitak, skitung.
Skitu, skitak,
skitung, skitak, skitung, skitak, skitung.
You're doing it better than me. Skitu, skitak, skitu.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Skitung, skitak.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.